The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local, and from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Since 1972, the Goodrich Scholarship Program has enabled more than 1,900 students to complete a first-class education at the University of Nebraska-Omaha, and you may know many of their alumni, doctors, educators, engineers, artists, elected officials, and what they are and always will be is Goodrich. Once a Goodricher, always a Goodricher. And joining me now on Live and Local is Goodricher Troy Romero. He is the chair of the Goodrich program. Troy, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Mike.
The Goodrich Scholarship is much more than just the financial help. It's much more than just writing a check. There's really a culture that goes with this, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, I think that is where the real value comes from the Goodrich program. Not to go into too much history, but when the program was started, there wasn't a lot of research on what creates success. It was started on the tail end of the civil rights movement, and the goal was to increase capacity, increase access. And before Goodrich was created, there were lots of programs that would give scholarship money to individuals who might have financial need or otherwise find going to college hard. And what they found is money alone did not keep them there. It didn't retain them, and it didn't lead them to graduation. And that's kind of what created Goodrich. It came with what is now kind of a popular term called a learning community, but it became a bridge to help students come from high school to college with wraparound services that provide a bridge for people who may not have the know-how or the experience of what it takes to go to college. I know that may sound kind of strange, but over 70% of our students are first-generation college students. So when they come to college, for many of them, it's the first time they see something like that. And there is a different skill set that is needed for success at that level. We've had that success having that wraparound services since we started.
There's a nice full circle that happens here, as you were a recipient and a participant in the Goodrich Scholarship Program. Can you talk about how you were introduced to UNO as a child, and then how some of those services and some of the culture of the Goodrich Scholarship Program impacted you, and what specifically it did to focus you as a student?
Well, that's a great question. I'm born and raised in Omaha, so I've always been familiar with UNO, but my mom and dad both worked at the university when I was really young in elementary school, and they were custodians on the campus, so I would come sometimes to visit them. One of my earliest memories of the campus was bring your family to, you know, work day, and my mom brought me, and I got to see campus from a different viewpoint. So I was always kind of familiar with it, but it wasn't until I graduated high school and college was like an opportunity for me that I got to see the university as a college student. Again, I'm a first-generation college student, and while I was prepared for college, I wasn't, you know, academically speaking and cognitively speaking, I wasn't ready for college. And getting the Goodrich Scholarship really, you know, all these years later, retrospect makes it even more clear, but the program has been instrumental in my development professionally, personally. My first year at UNO, I was on a different scholarship, and I actually lost it because I treated college a little bit like high school, and that's not a recipe for success. And so I lost the first full ride scholarship I had, and then in the first semester, and then the second semester, I had to pay for it on my own. And to be honest with you, no one knew I wasn't doing well in school, because that's also kind of a very common theme for first-generation college students. They are considered very smart, you know, right? And if they're going to college, they're considered the smart ones. And when they have roadblocks or they hit something that interrupts that educational path, they tend to be really reluctant to tell anybody. And that just makes that hole a little deeper. And I fell into that same hole, but I was able to pay for my next semester on my own. I worked harder and went to school part-time. And then the following year, I was able to apply for Goodrich, and I got that. And from there, my academic trajectory changed. I got to meet one-on-one with the faculty members. That's one of the calling cards of our program. Our classrooms are cohorts that, you know, when you start the program, you take the classes with other students who start the program at the same time. And I created a social network that was much stronger than I would have imagined before I got the scholarship. Like we mentioned, you know, sometimes everyone thinks it's just about money that helps bridge that gap. And I applied for the Goodrich Scholarship because I wanted the money so I could go to school. And it became way more than that. And here I am some 20 years later being a faculty member and the chair of the program.
It's a fantastic story. He is Troy Romero. He's the chair of the Goodrich Program. If you're looking for information on how to apply and whether you're eligible for it, you can go to unomaha.edu, search Goodrich or Goodrich Scholarship Program, and you'll find all the information you need. Troy, it's an amazing program that you're running. Just incredible to add not only the fiscal needs of the student, but the opportunities and the resources to be a good student. It's the Goodrich Scholarship Program, and Troy Romero is the chair of it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike.